Pasuk in this week's Parshan Perachav Ches, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vayal Mesach Aaron, Asa Aaron, Avon HaKadashim, Ashiyakdishu B'nei Yisrael, Chol Matnos Kodshehem, V'haya. Wow. Mitzchot Hamid, Ratzon Lohem, B'nei Hashem. And it's referring to the sits, and that the sits should always be on your head. And Rashi points out, what exactly does that mean? It can't always be on your forehead, so what does that mean? It always has to. And Rashi points out at the end of Rashi there that one should always touch it while it's on its forehead so that you never have a hesach hadas, that it always remains a part of you. You're always conscious of the fact that, in fact, it sits what's on there. And we have a similar idea by tefillin, that when one is wearing their tefillin, they want to touch it. You want to touch it as much as possible. You want to always keep that in mind, that you're wearing tefillin, that you're wearing that kedusha. What happens inherently is that once you touch it, you view yourself differently. You say to yourself, you know, I have to act in a certain way, or I can't, when you're wearing tefillin, I can't talk now because I'm wearing my tefillin. And it totally evolves our mindset of how we approach things, of how we look at things, and a level of seriousness. And often it can be, we just forget, we just have it on, but we don't realize, there's no conscious effort. But when we're touching these things, when we're having that reminder, when we're giving ourselves that reminder, it becomes a more permanent structure on us, and it brings itself into having a higher level of kedusha. And I was thinking, perhaps we could apply that to a different place in our lives. A lot of times in life, we just go with the motions. We just do, oh, this is what I do, and I have to do this, I have to do that. And there's never really thought. There's never really effort. There's never really, oh, why am I doing this? But if we talk something out, if we think more, why am I doing this? What is it about it that I'm doing it? And I have a constant reminder, so then it stays in the front of our mind, as opposed to the back of our mind. And then it adds a lot of flavor. It becomes something with much more meaning. And God willing, we can take that message for the rest of our lives, and certainly into Purim, to be conscious of what we are doing, to be conscious of what it is going around us, and to have constant reminders, to constantly remind ourselves of this. The same way that the Kohen had to remind himself that the sits, I touch my sits, okay, I remember it's on me, I'm in a different person, I'm in a different framework. And the same way on every single day when we put on our tefillin, we're constantly touching our tefillin. And not because it's a cute idea, oh, I touch it during Ashrei, but no, to remind myself, oh, I'm wearing tefillin, I'm different because I have my tefillin on, as opposed to when I don't have my tefillin on. My machshavas are different, my behavior is different, my connection to the Borei Olam is different. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Chag Purim, and a wonderful Shabbos as well.